Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 132 of the In Tech We Trust podcast. I'm Dean Porter de Leon at Porter de Leon on Twitter, and today is another quick discussion about what makes someone passionate about working in the tech industry.
You know, for me and my kind of sphere, there's obviously the, you know, the nerdgasm of doing cool technology stuff, and that obviously drives a lot. And then kind of more on the business side, it's just want to make the best, coolest, most fun, most hardworking, but, you know, rewarding company or, you know, work environment ever.
But first, I wanted to make a very important announcement. I'm stepping down as the main producer of the In Tech We Trust podcast so that I can devote my time to a new show that I'm starting with Lauren Malhoit called The Tech Village. This new podcast will focus on tech community and careers through in-depth and personal conversations with a whole host of characters throughout the technology industry and beyond. The podcast is available now, and we're on Twitter as well, at TechVillagePod. I want to thank all the listeners of this show. I've had a blast bringing this new version of In Tech We Trust to everyone every other week. Just so you know, many of the things about this new format will be going in the Tech Village show as well. So, please, head over to your podcast app, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, or the podcatcher of your choice, and subscribe to The Tech Village, and listen to the first episode. What will be the future of In Tech We Trust? Stay tuned. Now, onto the show. In Tech We Trust. We're not sure about. Next, I have the chance to talk with Carl Niger, Director of Professional Services at Lumos, at Carl_Niger on the Twitters, about passion and tech and bringing passionate tech people onto your team. Carl, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Carl, there's a Forbes article that was interesting that that I read lately. It was about the top traits for hiring tech workers for your team. And one of the top ones was, as they called out in the Forbes article, passion. Finding someone who was passionate and had that enthusiasm. And as the article reads, a skill set may be learned, confidence can be gained, and behavior might be trained, but enthusiasm and desire are innate. Carl, when you're building your team, being the director level that you are and bringing people on, do you find that true? You just can't teach passion. You got to bring people who, they've got to bring their own passion.
Yeah. I mean, I think I definitely agree. It's you know, it's nice and cliche, but I think it's totally true. And I think for me, it's always two things, right? You can't teach not jerk. So get somebody that's cool, you know, that's a nice PC way to say that. Yeah. And then, you know, have a, be hungry. If you're hungry for something, it makes it less work, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's one of the things you can't teach. Have you ever had an experience where you brought someone on and you could tell just, they seem to have it, but then when you finally engage with them, it's just not there. And then once you see it's not there, you're just kind of like, oh, I get, what am I going to do with this person now?
Yeah. You know, at least in my experience, I think if it's there in the beginning, it stays there. I don't know. I think it's a, you know, ingrained thing, so I don't think it goes away too easily or you know, disappears or anything. So far, so good on that front for me.
That's good. And what do you think are the things that kind of come together? I know it's different for everybody, but a lot of different things come together when someone gets really excited, really passionate about something. For me, I know it's curiosity, just being insanely curious, insatiable curiosity, I think, is one of the key things, especially when I'm bringing somebody onto my team. What other things besides curiosity to find, you know, besides curiosity, do you find a really core to having somebody who has that enthusiasm, that energy, that passion?
I think being stubborn.
I didn't expect that.
I mean, I think, I talk to some of my guys and they're just like jamming on a problem and they're like, they can't let it go. And they're, you know, obviously there has to be that curiosity or else they wouldn't have cared in the first place. But then curiosity plus being stubborn, I guess you can call that passion all rolled up in one, I guess. And, you know, just spend hours just jamming on something to get through it and learning, you know, something new or figuring out a new way to do something. And I think being stubborn is important sometimes.
Yeah, it could like label that obsession or maybe a little OCD, but I like stubborn. And so they're like, no, you gotta pick this thing up. And people will get in this, you know, this cycles of like, you pick something up and then it's like, no, this is more important. Put that down. But if you got somebody, like you said, who's just stubborn and says, no, I'm going to, you know, take this all the way through the end. I think you get a better result when you get someone who really digs into something, grabs it with, you know, their teeth and both hands and just won't let it go until they really get it right.
Yeah, definitely. You can learn a lot from just, you know, running through something a million times and seeing it from every angle. So I think there's a lot to be said for that.
And so let me sort of pivot this and turn this on you just a little bit, Carl. So where since we're talking about passion, we can maybe just move away from people bringing our team. What gets you passionate? What makes you passionate? You know, or what provides the passion you have right now for the work that you do? And how is it sort of guiding the direction you're going? And where do you find it? Like it's maybe it's a horizon, and you're looking to that next horizon to find, you know, to stay passionate.
Man, I didn't know we were going to get like existential on the podcast. this is serious.
We're going deep.
Going hard. All right, cool. I don't know. I want to do the best at everything and just. Make everything as awesome as possible. So, you know, for me and my kind of sphere, there's obviously the, you know, the nerdgasm of doing cool technology stuff. And that's obviously drives a lot. And then kind of more on the business side, it's just want to make the best, coolest, most fun, most hardworking, but, you know, rewarding company or, you know, work environment ever. So I don't know. I think for me, it's, you know, nerding out and then just trying to make the coolest place to be. Kind of for everything else.
Nice. And do you find there's like a bit of that a masochistic component to action where you're just like, I'm going after this, but you know, it's going to make an insane amount of work for you.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. No, it's good and bad. I mean, I think maybe as I get older, I'll maybe learn to taper it down. But right now it's just, I feel like I'm going to, you know, if I'm passionate about something, I'm just going to go hard until I can't keep going, which is good and bad, I guess, right?
Yeah. And you find, kind of walk us along a little bit on your journey too, kind of coming here too. And was this where you are right now, or maybe some of the components of what you're doing right now, were those some things that you saw yourself being passionate about all along, either in, you know, early on in college or early on in your career? Or was this something that evolved where you found out what you were good at and then you sort of mixed it in with a great opportunity and then that sort of ignited that passion? Or kind of walk us through that.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I just kind of like happened into a lot of things. I was, you know, computer nerd, like playing video games and stuff in school, and ended up going to the military, and you know, you take the ASVAB thing and say, okay, you scored, you know, such and such, now what do you want to do? And I said, well, I don't know, I just want to do computer stuff and nerd out. And I lucked out and ended up doing networking, and then got out and ended up at a cool job where I got to do cool, like overall whole hospital networks and do all sorts of crazy stuff. And then fell into working at a partner, which was cool, because then it was even more nerding out across, you know, a nice broad spectrum of stuff. And then it's just kind of continual nerd fest, I guess.
I'm sensing a theme here, Carl.
Yeah. So I just stumble into things, but but it's cool because I dig it. So it's just kind of keeps going.
Yeah. So maybe I can unpack that a little bit more. And because there's a bit of a, I don't know if I would call it a myth, but there's maybe some less than helpful advice where people say, or maybe just misunderstood advice where people say, follow your passion. And if your passion's being like, you know, a rock star, or if it's being, you know, one of the X-Men, you might want to think about maybe taking your expectations down a little bit, since you don't either have a really great voice to be a rock star, you don't have any superpowers, you know, to be an X-Men. So do you see that convergence of opportunity, like it sounded like in your case, where you fell into stuff and you had opportunities, plus you had an aptitude for it. And then, of course, there's the hard work that goes into it, which becomes that virtuous cycle. And that mixture of everything creates that catalyst, which then creates the virtuous cycle, which then ignites the passion. Is that your perspective? Has that been your experience?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think I lucked out, you know, liking what I do. And, you know, I think if I was to pick like my one thing, it would be, you know, race car driver or something cool, right? It wouldn't be this. But all that being said, you know, I think I've been really lucky or fortunate to kind of find something I like that's, you know, a good career and everything. But I think, you know, even if, you know, if I did want to be a rock star, and I don't, but, and I can't sing, so it's a good thing that I don't. But, you know, I think you can make it work for you in your life, right? If you want to be passionate about what did you say before the show? Yak herding or something, right?
Yeah.
You know, maybe, hey, that's fine. Maybe you got to just set your expectation that, hey, I'm never going to have, you know, XYZ career, but I'm going to just do enough to get by over there. And then I'm going to do my yak herding on the side. And that's fine. You know, I don't know. I guess it's just kind of different for everyone. Find a way to have your passion satisfied, I guess.
Yeah. If you want to, you know, develop the yak herding as a service, you know, solution. You know,
yeah. So, was that? Yeah.
So was there any situation, you know, maybe for the people who are kind of in a situation right now where they're not feeling that virtuous cycle of passion, were there, is there ever a situation? I know there's a few of you out in the tech community who are not totally feeling the passion right now. Was there ever a situation in which you weren't entirely passionate and maybe you could share how you got out of that? Or maybe just you fell out of that passion and you just needed to reignite it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think IT's is a pretty sweet place because, I mean, as long as you don't just hate IT, you can laterally bounce around in IT. You know, I've got a very myopic network, you know, CLI jockey perspective, but now I'm finding that, yeah, okay, there's only so many times you can type conft on a, you know, a Cisco whatever, but yeah. Now I'm doing a lot of cool stuff with Python in my kind of day-to-day. And so it's like, I think there's always somewhere to kind of look to laterally or, you know, sidestep and get something fresh. And, you know, it's easy to get into a rut if you just, you know, just deploy, you know, access switches for the rest of your life, you would probably be miserable. But if you have that background, there's probably other cool stuff you can get into. Maybe you get into doing WAN stuff, or maybe you say, oh, well, I'm going to do wireless because I'm already in the campus. That's cool. Or, you know, maybe you go to security or servers or storage or whatever. I think there's kind of an unlimited, never ending wealth of possibility in IT. And I mean, I'm just really talking kind of like network infrastructure stuff, but there's all sorts of other stuff out there too. So I don't know, I guess just get hungry for something new then and go attack that, I guess.
Yeah. And I think that's a key point too, because if you just get in that cycle of, you know, configure, deploy, repeat, your brain will just go numb. And I think getting into one of those other areas that you see, just look to the person next to you or the person in the next room or the person in the next floor and just start raising your hand and saying, hey, can I help? Or hey, can I learn? And just start doing extra projects, going online, you know, reading more about stuff, blogs, videos, podcasts, all that stuff. And just start, you know, become, you know, I think that curiosity and that passion are really two, you know, are hand in hand. And if you've got that curiosity, I think that passion then follows, because then you're always looking to the next thing. You're always getting excited by the next thing, and then you're becoming passionate. And I think, yeah, I think that's a great point that you brought up, Carl, because you got to keep moving. You can't just, once you sit still for too long, you know, the moss has grown on you, and all of a sudden, you know, you've got a big patch on your back that says legacy, and then you're starting to freak out because, you know, your skills are 10 years old.
Yeah. Or hey, maybe you just want to punch a clock and, you know, deploy access switches till your fingers bleed and then go herd yaks on the weekend. And that's cool too, but you just got to know you.
That's actually a really fantastic point too, is if like this is the stuff that you feel really super comfortable in and you just want to, you know, roll through and make it work, and then, you know, pursue your passion, like, you know, brewing beer or herding yaks, you know, on the weekend, then go for it.
Totally.
Awesome. Well, Carl, this has been a great conversation. I'm very passionate about what we just talked about. I hope you are as well.
Absolutely. It's passion inception in this podcast.
Right. Right. We're creating passion. Passion as a service, maybe. That's the new
passion. There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for joining the show, Carl.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And that's our show for this week. Research for this podcast was powered by Sprinklr, the social media management platform. To find out more about them, you can go to sprinklrwithnoe.com. If you haven't subscribed already, please do so on iTunes or the podcatcher of your choice, and leave us a review if you will. It helps others find us. Also, we love hearing from you, the listeners, your story ideas, your thoughts on the tech world, and what you're doing as well, so that we can make this show as relevant to your daily tech life as possible. So hit us up on Twitter using hashtag InTechWeTrust. We'll be checking that daily to start conversations, engage with people, and get your thoughts. You can also follow us at InTech_WeTrust and give us your thoughts there as well. See you next time. Oh.